From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Agriculture is a major user of ground and surface water in the U.S., and irrigation has enhanced both the productivity and profitability of the ag sector. According to agrimarketing.com, the USDA's 2017 Census of Agriculture shows farms with some form of irrigation accounted for more than 54% of the total value of U.S. crop sales, while irrigated land accounted for less than 20% of harvested cropland. After cresting at 3.7% in 2020, the U.S. hunger rate is now just 7.8%, the lowest since the pandemic began. Agriculture.com reports analysts say the expanded child tax credit, coronavirus relief programs, and rebound from recession all helped. Among families with children, Claire Zippel, analyst with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says the hunger rate fell by one-third since July. She says the change affected 3.3 million families and can be attributed to the child tax credit. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa says California's Prop 12 on certain bacon products is ridiculous. Ernst tells AgWeb.com that radicals in California are punishing the hardworking producers in Iowa by enforcing Prop 12, which requires meat products raised outside of California must also conform to their radical animal rights standards. Approved by California voters in 2018, Prop 12 bans the sale of pork from any state from hogs housed in pens that don't meet California standards. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your AgWeb business update.